Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled Cultivation Stories from a Blacksmith and His Wife.
Minghui Fahui, Cultivation Stories from a Blacksmith and His Wife. Oral report from China transcribed by a fellow practitioner. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I'm a blacksmith. I want to share a few of my wife's and my cultivation stories. I was born in 1933. I have lived through many movements of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Since I'm illiterate, they didn't impact me very much, and I've just continued to do my work. The CCP's various movements didn't target me, since I was born into a family that had to beg for food. I opened up a blacksmith shop at my home after I retired because my son was laid off. I started practicing Falun Dafa in 1996. I heard a recording of Master's lectures at a practice site. I knew what he said was good. I had been listening to Master's lectures for just a few days when I had an accident. I was burnishing an object, kneeling with one knee on the ground, when somehow the grinding wheel fell off. The grinding wheel is as big as a pot lid and spins at a speed of 2,500 rotations per minute. These kinds of accidents often occurred when I worked in a factory, and it was common for people to get hurt. The way it usually happens is the grinding wheel hits an object and flies into the air, leaving a hole in the roof where it exits. But this time, the grinding wheel fell on my kneecap and then spun outside. It is much faster than cutting with a knife and left a gaping wound exposing the bone. My family was very frightened. They quickly gathered around me and wanted to take me to the hospital. I said, "Don't worry, Master's watching over me." My son wouldn't listen to me. I'm famous for my stubborn disposition. He was afraid, but my wife understood. She said, "We won't go because he's unwilling to." I wasn't sure what to do. I stretched out my leg since it was my knee that was injured. The flesh around the wound was squished together. I touched my knee when I woke up in the middle of the night. It felt cool. I knew that Master was taking care of me. In just a few days, it was completely healed. My wife had a bad temper. When she worked in a factory, the workshop director said something that he shouldn't have. She told others that what he said didn't count. She grabbed him by the collar and forced him to swallow his phlegm. She controlled her temper better after she practiced Falun Dafa. I remember one time Mr. Erdan's mother dumped the dirty liquid that remained after cleaning out her wok into the sewer in front of our house. It was summertime. There were a lot of flies and the sewer really stank. My wife politely said, "Please don't do this in the future." Mr. Erdan's mother swore at my wife and said that my wife was picking a fight with her. Many people did what she did. Why did my wife only pick on her? My wife just laughed and went inside. Mr. Erdan's mother ran after her, pointed her finger, and continued to curse at her. My wife stayed calm. In the past, given her fiery disposition, who would have dared to offend her? Her bad temper disappeared after she began practicing Falun Gong. She pulled up a chair for the lady and respectfully said, "Please calm down. What I said was wrong. If you are still upset, sit down and you can curse at me." Mr. Erdan's mother indeed sat down and cursed at her for a long time. Eventually, she got bored and left. I'm a blacksmith and have a strong personality. I am able to confront any opponent. I realized after practicing cultivation that I needed to consider others first and treat them compassionately. But I'm not the least uncertain when it comes to handling evil people. Once, several officers from the local police station came to my home to search it and confiscate property. I was in bed at the time resting and was angry at them for bothering me. I said, "What are you doing? We practice Falun Gong and are good people. What's the matter?" I roared at them and sat up. I said, "Put down those things that you're planning to take. What were you thinking?" Several of the officers were frightened and trembled as they stood there. One of them said, "Calm down. We are doing this on orders from above. Don't take it out on us." I said, "That's nonsense. Put those things down. I'm a good person, and I won't allow you to do this. Do you want to know why? Don't you think it's wrong to treat a person this way who lives by truthfulness, compassion, forbearance?" They mumbled and dawdled and then said, "Don't blame us. We won't come again." My wife is even better than me. Our daughter, who is also a practitioner, was illegally sentenced to a forced labor camp for a few years, and the local police station wouldn't give her a certificate of residence registration when she returned. As soon as my wife found out, she said, "They're persecuting us." She went to the police station to find the director. He thought that we were afraid of him. My wife asked him why they wouldn't give our daughter the certificate of residence registration. He said it was because of orders from above. My wife immediately went outside the station and started yelling, "We practice Falun Gong. The police station is taking advantage of us. Our whole family practices Falun Gong. Everyone judge for themselves. Is truthfulness, compassion, forbearance good or bad?" Our daughter was sent to a forced labor camp for several years because she told the truth about Falun Gong and the persecution. She's home now, and they won't give her a certificate of residence registration. They are browbeating us. The police station is interfering with us. This is the fault of Jiang Zemin. My wife was amazing, and everyone came over to listen to her. After hearing what she said, the director of the police station quickly pulled her into the courtyard. He said to her, "Don't yell. I'll give your daughter a residence certificate. Is anything else wrong?" My wife said, "Why did you say that? Didn't you push me into a corner? Didn't I need to yell?" "Don't worry. We do not want the certificate now. Watch me. I will go around and yell everywhere. Look at me. Do you think I wouldn't dare to yell at you at the police department?" The director apologized. The only thing he didn't do was kneel before my wife. He went into the courtyard and shouted at his officers to quickly give her the registration certificate. We have been clear-headed while clarifying the truth and have paid attention to safety. We post our truth clarification materials and send forth righteous thoughts. When we take out our pedicab, one person sends righteous thoughts while the other person pedals and pays attention to security. A few years ago, when dwellings were being demolished and people were being relocated, we looked everywhere to find a place to rent. A friend showed us a factory that had been sold and was now used as a residence. Dozens of families were living in the factory. All of them had been laid off. The bathroom was filthy. It hadn't been cleaned in many years, and there was excrement and urine everywhere. There wasn't a clean place where one could stand. The outside was grubby as well. No wonder the factory had been sold. Eating was a real problem. Who had the heart to clean it? The courtyard was covered with weeds. My wife and I cleaned the bathroom. It took us quite a few days. Everyone watched us. They realized that we were dependable people. We planted a vegetable plot in a wasteland. We ate what we needed and shared the rest. We became very close to our neighbors. They stopped by whenever they were free. We clarified the truth, and there wasn't anyone who didn't believe us. They all said that we were good people. They could tell from our actions that Falun Gong is good. My wife and I developed many supernormal abilities after we began practicing, particularly my wife. When she needed vegetables cut, she drifted by the cutting board. When she needed to stir fry, she drifted by the kitchen range. It was really amazing. Master, our fellow practitioners helped us to write this because we are illiterate. There are many things that we weren't able to say to Master. Our whole family sends greetings to Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.